Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
November. We are less than 6 days out from the biggest puppet show on earth. And no, it isn't P.T. Barnum and Bailey Circus. It is election 2012 with the star of Fast and Furious and government health care and banker bailouts, Barack Obama, against Mr. Carbon Tax, author of Obamacare, anti-gun globalist banker raider Mitt Romney. And who loves you and who do you love? The greatest show on earth, The Running Man, and Mad Dog Ben Richards and his cohorts ready to race and fight for it all in The Running Man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I personally am going to vote for Emperor Palpatine right now here in Texas. I'm going to go out and vote for him today because I think, you know, I just want pure open evil out in the open. Better than evil disguising itself, much less puppets disguising themselves. Here's the deal. I never successfully have done it. Not in 17 years on radio. I've gotten close a few times and taken like 20, 30 calls in an hour. But I really do. I think part of the reason is that we don't screen calls, which makes them really interesting and makes the show really powerful and live. But at the same time, you also get a lot of folks that are, you know, sitting back having a brew, sitting there for 30 minutes on hold. When you go to them, sometimes they're in a coma. We always have the best callers out there when we say, I want to hear from engineers on this subject, or I want to hear from police, or I want to hear from nurses being forced to take inoculations, or I want to hear from school teachers. If we ask for demographics, we got it all. But we're not going to screen the calls today, and it can be a free-for-all, but I'm going to have John Harmon up there at Genesis working his butt off. He always does a great job because we're going to try to take five calls every 5 minutes in this first hour, and that means I will just come back, briefly mention some of the headlines, and then get to all those headlines in detail in the second and third hour with Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, who's going to be riding shotgun with us. I had him off about 45 minutes Sunday, and there's just so much to talk about. He's a constitutional lawyer, scholar, award-winning constitutional lawyer, author, and Army veteran, and he will be joining us about the fact that we are basically simply filling out the future battle space. Now, we're going to cover more on the hurricane. We're going to get more into the economy that I covered some yesterday, but I've got to get more into because there's a lot of things that are being distracted by the hurricane and the election, and that's what's happening militarily, geopolitically. We will get to the key points on that today. They now admit looting over a five-state area, very intense in New Jersey, in different cities like Atlantic City and other areas like Manhattan and the surrounding areas, Coney Island, just absolutely pilfered at will, and a lot of arrests there. And will we see a retraction out of the Atlantic Monthly online? Will we see a retraction out of the Daily Communist, I mean the Daily Beast, with the Newsweek front? Saying we were insane Monday for saying that there'd be looting and people were tweeting they were planning to loot. See nowadays you're bad if you're right. So that is going to be coming up. And they've had to deploy troopers in New Jersey and New York and other areas over frustration fights and things breaking out. They're out of gas. And I guess I'm bad again. In Strategic Relocation, the new film with Joel Skousen, where it's not about running out and living in the countryside. That's if you're retired and have the money to do it and want to do that. It's about every city by city, the escape routes the general public doesn't know about. The book that you can get with it is basically a giant, well, it's not basically, detailed, tracked, personally driven, and scouted by Joel Skousen, former Marine Corps fighter pilot from Vietnam and expert on the New World Order. He's gone and scouted all these areas and broken down escape routes, just all the data. And by the way, he's got a breakdown of all the countries in the world, which ones are best to move to if you are. It's all in there, available at InfoWars.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the stake has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, November 1st, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. If you're listening on your local AM and FM dial, or if you are simply listening over the internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watching us via InfoWarsNews.com, where we are streaming video of the radio show. We also have the nightly news transmission, 7 o'clock Central every night at InfoWarsNews.com as well. And, of course, we also have folks listening on XM 166 to the transmission live as well. Okay, Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer, Army veteran, founder of Oath Keepers, will be joining us in the next hour to cover the waterfront. The FEMA camps, the government documents admitting the re-education centers, the legislation, the civilian inmate labor camp programs, the facts. And what his intel is giving him with all the police and military contacts he has, because he heads up the only and also obviously the largest serious anti-New World Order, pro-America veteran and police group, where they simply say they will defend the republic from enemies foreign and domestic and follow their oaths. Of course, that sounds very simple, doesn't it? But that is treason to the foreign banks that brag in hundreds of publications and on television that they have conquered the United States through financial espionage and fraud. We have been infiltrated. We have to get in the globalist face and expose them as the criminals they are and bring them to justice. You know, I was thinking about Fast and Furious today, and I saw this CNET news article, court okays warrantless use of hidden surveillance cameras on your property without a warrant. Big Brother putting cameras on your property and filming you without a warrant. And they're announcing they're watching you over your cell phones. The NSA is listening to you without a warrant illegally. And they say they're doing this to stop drugs. I thought it was Al-Qaeda they run. But it's just so amazing to know that government and megabanks on record have been caught not hundreds but thousands of times. There have been congressional hearings in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. The CIA's inspector general had to certify that they did bring narcotics in during the 80s to destabilize things and fund Iran-Contra. And the troops are on Fox, CNN, you name it, growing opium and admitting they grow the opium and saying that's how they fight Al-Qaeda. 10 years ago, less than 10% of the opium in the world came out of Afghanistan. Now it's 93%. Last U.S. number I saw. I mean, the government is run by foreign banks that run the child kidnapping rings, the narcotics trafficking, the illegal weapons trafficking. Organized crime runs the world now. And organized crime wants to shut down the final free speech. Organized crime wants to be able to secretly arrest you and have no due process and is hiring criminals into law enforcement to wage war against we the people. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. Another Florida court is set to rule and a judge is saying that they think it's great to have dogs just randomly out of the blue come to your house and smell for drugs and then come in without warrants. I haven't covered this yet because I'm so busy. I think I'm going to do a story on it. Because I almost did a story on this last year when I started hearing these radio ads and seeing TV ads saying, you know, the Software Association of America, I forget its exact name. You guys ask Tim Frugier to give me that letter, please. Call and tattle if someone's pirating software. Well, we buy every piece of software we use in here unless it's GNU or Linux, open source. We do have a lot of open source stuff because it's sometimes there isn't even a off-the-shelf system to use. We have to customize it. But we use some big companies as well, and we are neurotic about following every little stupid thing. I don't let people do their private business here on their computers at my offices because they could be connecting into things on the Internet I don't want going over our network. It's all work-related when you're here at this office. If you want to do something on your lunch break, go out and do it on your iPhone or iPad outside if you want to go pay your bills or whatever. Don't do it on my system. But I found out that thousands of people a month are getting this letter. They send you a letter and they say, we have proof that you're pirating all this software, and they list it, and they say, you're going to pay us money or we're going to sue you. It's like basically an extortion letter, in my opinion and view, and I've got lawyers on it. But most people just freak out. I mean, they say we're pirating medical software. Because we're a hospital. Just all sorts of stuff that we don't use, wouldn't use, and is obsolete. But our IT guys looked into it. None of what they list is on our system, but we did find other stuff where people are surfing the news, and it installs, you're trying to get it off, just little crud programs, and it says, oh, here's your free trial, but you've got to uninstall it in 30 days or it's theft. And, you know, my issue is I'm too busy fighting the New World Order, but someone needs to litigate against all these groups. But the reason I mention that before I get to some of the news and then open the phones up here is that when you sit there and you deal with all of this. Yeah, here, go ahead and bring it on in here. Yeah, I'm going to get to this later, though. I'm going to do a report on this later. And you get this lawyer letter, and it says, litigation hold notice. And then it goes into just all of these programs we don't even use. Just absolutely amazing. You know, Final Cut Pro, Premiere, Adobe, all the stuff we use, it's all here. You know, we have those big group licenses, you name it. And of course, none of that's even listed here. Just total, you're going to give us a bunch of money or we're going to sue you. And a lot of people don't, they just get scared and roll over. But side issue, the reason I just thought of that and mentioned that is it's so easy for your neighbor to call and say, yeah, I saw the kids playing in the front yard. And the police come and arrest you for child endangerment because your 11-year-old was playing in the front yard. It's not even illegal. But they call it endangerment. They just define it. It's so easy to go to jail for a garden now. They say, well, the city finds it objectionable. We just say objectionable in our little local law that's obviously, if it was challenged, would be overthrown. But even when it's overthrown, no one gets in trouble. This is just the bureaucratic criminal class run by foreign corporations teaching us we're absolute slaves. But now they're saying, well, your neighbor will just say, yeah, I smelled marijuana. Boom, you get SWAT teamed. I know a lot of people, we've done news reports on this, who get SWAT teamed over bloodweeds. They look a little bit like marijuana. They grow in pretty much every yard. If you've got like an acre piece of property, you let weeds grow up, you're going to get bloodweed. It looks a little bit like marijuana. And they say, well, we flew over with a helicopter and we saw it. And in one story I did about, 12 years ago with Mike Hansen, we ought to dig that up and put it online. And I know we've got the tape around here somewhere. We put it on local access TV. Pretty much pre-internet revolution when it was really widespread and operable to really use internet online. Pre-YouTube, basically, when we couldn't afford to put it online ourselves. And to make a long story short, they went into this area and SWAT teamed like 7 houses. And they just flew over with a helicopter and videotaped to go get a warrant, because they got a warrant in this case, bloodweed growing on the green belt behind the houses. And the cops were laughing. They knew it was Travis County. They knew it wasn't marijuana. And they went into one guy's house and pulled out his Playboys and made fun of him in front of his kids. And, you know, I said, what's this to BB guns? And, you know, I mean, it's just mindlessness. And most narcotics police are dealing drugs themselves. I mean, that's come out everywhere. Most big police departments, even Dallas has been caught a few years ago, planting drugs on people who had nice cars. They just wanted to take them. They're organized crime syndicates. By and large, the drug war must be ended or it's over. But this is a new economy. Hey, somebody told us you've got pirated software for hospital systems, and we're going to sue you if you don't pay us money. And you know what? I've been hit with these slap suits with similar things, and I go to court and I beat them, but then we've got to sit here and spend money and time beating it. And I think I'm just going to have to get to the point where I'm going to have to start suing people and really aggressively winning. So when I get these letters, I can send them news articles about our lawsuits. So I'm now going to have to go into a prosecutory mode with all of these bottom feeders, just because I can't sit here and slap them down and beat them when they do this stuff. You know, these are just threats of suits. And I talk about behind the scenes stuff. This is the type of thing. But now they're saying we're just going to randomly. In fact, the court said we're just going to, like, during Halloween, we're going to just come to your door with dogs because you're putting candy out. That means you're giving us an excuse to come to your door. You're hanging out a shingle that I want to open the door to you. They're claiming that's in, like, a vampire. You're inviting them in. They're going to come with a dog and just see if they. You know, if there's any wafting drug smell with some fat beagle or German Shepherd that gets biscuits all day. I mean, I've had friends that don't use drugs where they've gotten the fat beagle out of the car. Roscoe Pico train gets flash out and comes over and, oh, he says he's over. We're going to get a warrant for that now. That probably call right there, little honey baby. I mean, I've had enough of this. Our country is converting to tyranny. All right, here's the toll-free number. We're going to take a ton of calls. We're going to get into the hurricane. Stuart Rhodes is coming on. But I want to take a lot of calls today on the election, on the hurricane, on the police state, on whatever you want. But the government's hungry, and it wants to eat out your substance, as the Declaration of Independence states. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Big show today, lined up for you, InfoWars.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
They're running out of gasoline on the East Coast. More looting continuing that the national media attacked yours truly for saying would take place. The Atlantic magazine said it doesn't exist. It's a myth there's ever looting after a hurricane. Forget all the facts that we see in the Americas, from the Caribbean to the United States. There's always looting after a hurricane. The question is the severity. We're going to look at all that. We're going to look at the geopolitical news and a lot more. Bloomberg Businessweek says it's global warming, stupid. That's why New York has been flooded many times by storm surge, mainly the storm surge, high waves and then a full moon, together with the tide and high storm surge coming in, flooded things. It's happened hundreds of times in the last 400, 500 years of recorded history on the East Coast, dozens of times in New York. And the answer is pay Al Gore and Bloomberg that are invested in carbon credit trading scams, pay them money. Suckers. After all, Bloomberg says you can't have guns, you can't have 16-ounce drinks. Now he's going to ban popcorn because he says it's bad for you. And Chicago, I saw an article yesterday about how bad the Chicago school system food is. But don't worry, mommy and daddy can't pack lunches in many Chicago school districts. And now that's spreading nationwide. It's orders of Michelle Obama. The president's wife decides what kids eat now. That sounds like a free country. Do you imagine 50 years ago if you said, you know, in 2012, in the next century, the president's wife will tell kids what to eat and parents won't be able to pack lunches and school-issued laptops will watch kids at home? You'd say, shut up. This isn't 1984. This isn't 1984. We're not, 1984 isn't coming true. George Orwell's book had just been published 60 years ago. Been out for a few years. You'd say, that's crazy. That'll never happen. Okay, I said I'd take a lot of calls. I've just got all this news spread out in front of me, but I want to give you a chance to respond to the election, whatever's on your mind. Each person's got a minute. Let's go to Kelly in North Carolina. You're first up at bat. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, have you done any research on, the dome that's over in the Grand Canyon? I think it's something about Hoover Dam and Barack Obama and Halo 4. Have you looked at that at all?
I mean, what's the source, ma'am? Hoover Dam, Halo 4.
Hoover Dam, they're saying on Mr. Fuji Time 1, it's a YouTube video that has just come out and has got a lot of hits on it right now, and they're saying that the Hoover Dam has something to do with Barack Obama and some type of flood that's supposed to happen and kill millions of people, and Halo 4 has some connection to it.
Well, ma'am, listen, government could pull false flags, and I appreciate your call, but part of something government does on purpose, not just individuals, is they flood the news with flying saucers will land in New York next month, and they give the date, and everybody's out there waiting for it. Or they say there's going to be a nuclear attack on this day, and that doesn't happen. And then we get on air and say they're going to launch a war in the Middle East last year, and they've since launched a hot war against Iran, which they admit on C-SPAN they're doing. They've launched a hot war in Libya and Syria. Those are wars, but people say, Alex, where's the war? It never happened. And hundreds of thousands are dying total. You count Libya, Syria, Sudan, all these conflicts, with the West funding al-Qaeda. I mean, it's like people always want to talk about chemtrails. What are they? Hey, look in the sky. But then I'm like, okay, here are documents. Here's the admission of the aerosol program, how they're doing it. I don't want to see that. What is it? No one knows. It's like the mystery is solved. We know what's going on. And there's just always, you know, the Nocera Project. Next month, you know, the good guys will arrest the bad guys. Never happens. You know, Obama visited the Hoover Dam back on October 2nd, and there's nothing going on with the Hoover Dam. And the mere fact that, we don't screen your calls. I'm not saying you're bad to call in about it. I get emails and calls constantly. Every week I even have family ask me about stuff, but you've got to look at the sources. You know, there are online sites out there that every week say Russian intelligence is providing information that there was a, you know, that Bill Gates was arrested or this or that. It's just not true. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is in ABC News saying we want world government to forcibly reduce population. I mean, if you go to Infowars.com right now, they are taking mentally disabled women and who happen to get pregnant and forcing them to have abortions, saying they can't take care of the kid, not even when the babies are healthy and can be adopted. If they can't kill the kid, then they want the state to take the kid. Here's some of the headlines at InfoWars.com. Actor, if Romney wins by slim margin, America will explode. Find out what actor is saying that. It's a pretty prominent one. If someone has been a guest on this show, that's up at InfoWars.com. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Court may force mentally disabled Nevada woman to have abortion. Unbelievable. Overpopulation is eugenics agenda lie. Alyssa Melton, police state growth is exploding.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Some of your phone calls here in a moment. Again, Alex Jones. Yeah, crank it up.
Frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Talk about jumping the gun. Ha-ha! We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alex Jones. We're going to your calls here in a minute. I'm going to try to race through them, so have your point, your question ready. Finishing up with the lady calling in, sounded very nice. I looked up what she was talking about. People see things in video games, and because there's been TV programs on before that show exactly what later happens, like 9/11, Fox TV put out a Lone Gunman episode where the government hijacks a jet to fly it in the World Trade Center to blame it on Afghan terrorists, to bring in martial law and take Americans' liberties. And they remote control the aircraft again and blame it on Afghans. That's called throwing it in your face. But in the case of most of these, 99% of the time, okay, there's a video game saying the Hoover Dam is going to get blown up. That doesn't mean that's going to happen. But 2 weeks ago, I covered the article where actors in these TV shows that play the part of American patriot terrorist, part of the branding, people start fights with them on the street thinking they're really that person. And that's because the public is a bunch of zombies raised on television from birth who cannot differentiate reality from unreality. I remember seeing a documentary many years ago. It's probably like 20 years ago. On A&E, I think it was. It was fascinating. We should dig that up. Where it was a documentary about Gilligan's Island and how people would see the stars for decades who were typecast from the 1960s program, and they would say, where is that island? I want to visit that island. And charter companies would have people come for decades and say, we want to go to that island. And they're like, no, that's a TV show. That's not real. And you've got people that are worse than children. I mean, they have no idea. I was sitting there once, and a young woman, we were eating meat, and the young woman was a teenager. And she said, well, how do they get the meat from the cows? Do they have surgeries? And I made the joke, yeah, they have a surgery, all right. You seen how Freddy Krueger does surgery? Yeah, I mean, these people don't know where electricity comes from. They don't know how their bodies work. They don't know anything. And the criminals that run things, folks, are going wild. Bloomberg, the control freak that wants to tell you what to drink, what to eat, what to do. I mean, he is out of control, makes his money out of all sorts of inside deals. Bloomberg ordered people, because they're already getting, London's already done this, German cities have already done this. He says, okay, now everything's carpooling. And it just shut the whole city down, total gridlock. They don't care. It's all about the raw exercise of power with these people. You're not going to pack your kid a school lunch. We're going to feed them crap. Michelle Obama says so. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls here. I just wanted to play this video for TV viewers, but narrate it for radio listeners. Here is a shocking in New York, and we'll put it up on screen. This is up at drudgereport.com. You can link through over there to it. In Crown Heights, surveillance camera, and they just beat somebody up, trip them, and then not only do they rob them, the gang joins in cowardly on beating and stomping the person. And this is a big hot thing that's done in Chicago, New York, even Dallas, it's done in L.A., where the funnest thing is to sucker punch an old man and then have their head hit the ground and kill him in a big pool of blood. We've all seen those videos. They're very popular entertainment on the gangbanger sites. And beating someone who's old and weak is the big prize. Of course, wouldn't it be nice to see an old man like it'd be in Texas pull out a revolver and kill the thugs? But see, no. This is the happy hunting ground of New York City, where if the thugs don't get you, the cops probably will. And I've even talked to Austin cops who've been there and asked directions from cops and been screamed at in New York. Do I look like a phone book? Let me see your ID. They'll even do that in front of families with kids because they're thugs. And they won't protect you, and they won't let you protect yourself. And then they have people that have taken guns illegally on the subway, who've been robbed over and over again, who kill a bunch of people that attack them, and then they try to put them in jail. What's that guy's name? He's famous. He's a listener. He called in, and I confirmed it was him years ago, had him on as a guest. The point is that you try to loot my house, you're dead. You try to attack me, you're dead. But see, what's even sadder about this is these thugs, they do it to old people, folks. They do it to old people. And they do it to people with little kids with them sometimes. I've seen mothers beat up with their little kids. This is what America is. This is what America has become. And they take little kids for minor offenses and throw them in juvie, where they get raped and everything. They get inducted, and the worst criminals in the juvenile halls become their role models, and this is our new culture. This is what America is. And a lot of the gangbangers end up becoming police now. So that's the new America. Before I go to your calls, as promised, I'm going to race through them here. Before I do that, InfoWars magazine is out. Speaking about people in a trance, we have all the medical factoids proof, epilepsy being caused by television, rewiring of children's brains, the public in a trance-like state by design. It's all right here in the new InfoWars magazine. And of course, we got four articles on zombies in it. We've got articles on the Second Amendment, the police state, the New World Order, the surveillance grid. It is all in the new magazine. And the best way to wake somebody up this Christmas is to get a 12 issues, 13 when we have enough of the last issue to send out. Most of you will get 13. And when you first sign up for a subscription, you'll get two in the mail the first time. But we can't guarantee that, but most people will get 13. But guaranteed 12 issues delivered to your friends, your family, the police station's door, the library's door, the college dorm's door, your alumni center door, whatever it is, the Forest Service service door. You just go and you just put in the address and pay for it, and we'll mail 13 of these out, probably 13, guaranteed 12. Sometimes we have extra back issues, we may put three in. The point is, you know, in that first issue, it might be 14. The point is 12 issues over and over and over again. And let me tell you something. We've done time lapses of these. We put on the street now 70,000 in Austin free because it just gets the word out, and I just love it here in my town where I live. I put these out, and we've done time lapse right next to the other newspapers and magazines, 10 to 1. They pick up our magazine to every other, quote, free local magazine, the Austin Chronicle, you name it. These things disappear at almost every newsstand within days. We put 50 to 100 of them out. So the point is that InfoWars magazine, we ship it out to you, the subscriptions at cost, and you can buy them in bulk at cost in groups of 10 up to 100. And they're big color books, basically, to wake up friends and family like the founders did with the pamphleteers. So calling pamphleteers, all of you. It looks like this is going to sell out like the first issue did. We didn't sell out of the second issue. We almost did. But I printed 110,000 that time. That's why. We printed 100,000 of these, 30,000 we can sell or put in subscriptions, 70,000 now going out on the streets of Austin. Zombies, the secret life of zombies. Are you a zombie? So important. And it's got a big crossword puzzle on the back about the New World Order. It's got the incredible artist profile of Ben Garrison, the famous patriot. And he's also a listener. Cartoonist. I mean, just a weapon system to wake people up. InfoWarsStore.com to go get your subscription or get a gift subscription. We've also got the new film, Strategic Relocation, breaking down the safest areas, even in your area, down to the safest countries if you do want to evacuate the United States, which we pretty much recommend you don't do because the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket under globalist design. But if you've got to punch out because they're already after you, it's got those all listed. And, of course, you can get Strategic Relocation, the book that goes with it, and The Secure Home by Joel Skousen, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, enough from me. Let's go to your phone calls. Karen in Arizona, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, are you aware on October 26th, just 4 days before Sunday, Obama signed an executive order establishing the White House Homeland Security Partnership Council?
Yes, and that goes in and basically takes over your local governments, your local police, your local everything.
That dovetails with the police consolidation law enforcement. Yes, it does. And it's, you know, State Department, Department of Treasury, Department of Defense, Department of Justice, Department of Interior. It does. Even the Department of Veterans Affairs, you name it. It lists a whole bunch of things, that the Bureau of Investigation. It lists a lot of everything.
Well, you know why Hitler did this, so did Lenin, and then later Stalin did it. When you want to get rid of the old bureaucracy that you don't control, who aren't total criminals, you just create a new bureaucracy and you start putting everything under it so that Congress, who controlled the old bureaucracy as it's supposed to a certain extent, Congress, Homeland Security, DHS, TSA is now absolutely a power unto itself. And the federal courts are ruling they can disappear you forever and kill you. They can. There's no more Fourth Amendment. They are announcing their lawlessness. They are. What does Satan do? He stomps around roaring, seeing who he may devour.
The Department of Justice, too, that means our legal system.
Well, the legal system is run by Eric Holder, who helped cover up Oklahoma City. That came out in court. Was clearly, from my research, intimately involved and did the false flag of Fast and Furious. This is a mafia. And they've now destroyed the country, and they're going to fully rob it now. And we are in grave danger. Everyone must non-comply as much as you can and speak out against the enemy occupation force. God bless you, ma'am. Yes, we did not really. I mentioned that a few weeks ago, but never, or a week ago or so, never even got into it properly. They have the Rural Council over the 10 regions with Homeland Security and the Department of Defense over rural areas. They're having local meetings about spying on your neighbors in rural areas. It's Red Dawn, folks, in slow motion. We've been hit. We've been hit hard. Now they're putting in the internet and talk radio kill switches and announcing that. And when they stage a big terror attack, whether it's Obama or Romney or whatever puppet comes, they'll try to then drop the hammer on us. So we've got to get the word out now while we still got communication capabilities. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing there, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir. Good to hear your voice. Welcome.
You know, I want to know what happened to the backbone and the spirits and the pride of the people. I went on and I looked at the Twitters where the people were saying they were going to loot, and then when they went up there and they put on the pictures of them looting, and there's no mention of it in the media anywhere. I called a bunch of the news programs, left messages hoping to get something on there, and it's just so disheartening.
No, all the gang attacks on the East Coast are only on local community feed, local cable systems. The national news will not pick up the violent attacks, because then people would say, and by the way, they're calling in New York for concealed carry that everybody else is getting because they want to protect themselves. And the answer by the mob boss, Bloomberg, is, I'm going to tell you what to eat. I'm going to tell you who can ride in your car. I'm your boss. Is that clear? Or I'm going to smack you.
I think, too, a part of it is a racial element, because it's predominantly, minorities that are doing it.
Well, that's right. Well, but again, that's being done so that the worst elements can then become the dominant element within the minority groups, so that there will be division. Yes, it's very cold-blooded.
And it's so sad. I mean, people got to stand up. I'm trying to wake people up one at a time, because you get in a group and people look at you like you're crazy. But when you can talk to somebody and you sit down and you show them individually, then the light bulb kind of goes on.
Well, sir, here's an example. Here's my Fox DC. Battered New Jersey agonizes over whether to rebuild. Sure, environmentalists say New Jersey should consider not rebuilding everything lost to Superstorm. See, Agenda 21 smart growth means we, the mafia, the government, we decide who can build and who can't. You can't build, we can. I mean, it's literally a takeover, sir. And if we keep complying, we're just going to be total slaves.
Well, the other thing that hit me, too, was, when they had that Haiti earthquake, they were quick to have a fundraiser. They're not even talking about having one for the people of our own country. Because the Obama phone lady, she's out there. She's got her free phone. She's comfortable and content. And she's, people like that are just,
This is why, because they're going to have federal money go to only insiders.
It's just nuts, and it's disheartening. But, some of these people you can't reach. And I made a spoof of the Obama phone lady, but it was Mitt Romney one-upping her because he's rich, giving away a free iPad to support him.
What's the name of the video?
It's just Romney gives away free iPad. And it's basically saying, I used her voice, too. I'm voting for Romney.
Can I find it on YouTube? We'll play it.
Yeah, I just did it because it's so ridiculous. You can't reach these people, and if you can't reach them, you got to try and,
No, absolutely. Listen, you ask why don't people care? Because they're in a trance. God bless you. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Wisconsin. Fred, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was wondering if you saw the video that MoveOn.org put out with the people in the retirement home, talking about if Romney steals the election, that they're going to burn this MF-er down and punch him in the testicles.
You're joking.
Literally. No, literally. That's what the video says.
Has this been picked up yet?
I emailed it to you last night, but if you search for it on YouTube, you'll find it.
Okay, what's the name of it? Move On Video. What's the title? I'll look it up.
Move On Video. Let me see. Actually, I found it on Reddit originally. Move On Video. I would just type in Move On Video burn down. It's going viral. They just put it out last night. But it's literally encouraging violence, and they're getting away with it because they're using people that are in their 80, you know, in their 80s, and then it's like trying to make it cute because they're older and they're cussing and they're saying dirty words. You know, it's incredible. See if your crew can find it.
That's one reason I think the media is covering up looting and calls for violence is they want to stir it up. But do me a favor, email it again to showtips@infowars.com right now, okay?
Okay.
It's a Michael Moore doing it?
It's Moore,
so you guys already knew about it. I should have been told about this. You even did a story on the Nightly News. I didn't know that. Is that the video you're talking about, caller?
It's a video. It starts off with an older woman that says that she first voted for Roosevelt.
No, I understand. What's the name of the video? If you just tell me, because we're going to... Or just give me the phone. I'll call Watson. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll send it over to you. I got to find it again.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll look into that. Yeah, I mean, you've got all these people with Twitter and Facebook and the rest of it that are just allowed to say and do whatever they want. And then meanwhile, you've got the feds trying to go after the American people. If we simply say we don't want a new world order, they say we're crazy extremists that doesn't exist. As the national news announces a new world order run by foreign banks. We've been proven exactly and totally right on every single front. We're going to go to break and come back with more of your calls ahead of Stuart Rhodes. And I'll continue with calls then as well. In fact, you know, we've got Stuart Rhodes on for an hour and a half. We should just get him on at the bottom of the hour and then have him to the end of the broadcast. That's probably what we should do. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
go ahead and punch it up on screen for TV viewers. Here's the InfoWars.com article where we link to the Daily Caller 2.5 days ago on October 30th. I do miss some things that are on InfoWars.com, and I did miss it. And I went and watched it during the break. It is officially Michael Moore, and they call for burning down cities and sexually assaulting Mitt Romney if he wins at the Rosebud Nursing Home with real old people. And it says a message from the greatest generation calling to burn cities and sexually assault Mitt Romney. And I can't play it on air. Again, I'm usually ahead of the curve. Sometimes I miss stuff because I'm so busy, you know, covering the hurricane and things like that. They simultaneously, though, have the different George Soros outlets saying that I'm making it up, that there are calls to riot if Obama loses. So it's amazing how these guys operate. It's like they control reality because they're speaking to a zombified public. They pretty much do. And so they say, there is no world government, but there is, and we're going to take over. And if you don't like it, you're crazy because there's no world government. And they go, yeah, we're going to riot and burn things down if Obama loses, but you're bad and racist because no one said they were going to burn anything down. But we're going to burn stuff down if he loses. But you're bad if you say we just said that. And people go, yes, sir. That's right. Burn everything down if he loses, but it doesn't exist. And those of us that live in reality are just like, what's going on? The public is in a dreamlike state. They think movies are real. They think Gilligan's Island is a real place. They thought that in the 60s. They think that video games are real. People live in fantasy video game land now. They have all these virtual realities. This is the Matrix. And it's so scary to see the public this dumbed down. And I can't even keep track of it anymore because they were like, you didn't know about these other videos where they're threatening to kill people or attack people or burn things down? And I guess Michael Moore's putting out and Move On's putting out a bunch of these now. And I guess the Justice Department runs the Secret Service. I guess they're allowed to. They've been told. Remember Obama told Odinga when he was a U.S. senator, told his cousin over in Kenya. He said, it came out in the letterhead, I cover it in the Obama deception, that if you lose against the Christian majority with your Muslim minority, riot, and then they'll give you a spot in the government. And they gave him the prime ministership. They created that position next to the presidency in kind of a split government. And so because the people are awake to this, it may not happen. But, I mean, pretty clearly now this is some type of ace in the hole that the system is thinking about using if Mitt Romney actually wins. And it's not that Mitt Romney's even a good guy. It's that there's different mafias behind these guys. And the group that wants Obama in is really enjoying the billions of dollars in no-bid contracts and the billions of dollars of deals that they're getting, shutting down their competition, shutting down car dealerships that they don't own, the energy deals, the Solyndra-type stuff. So they just intend to keep this thing rolling. And, man, I mean, if I made a video and said physically attack Mitt Romney or Obama, I'd get arrested. If I did a video and even acted like it was a spoof and said, because it comes off as real. It's like old ladies going, I'm going to burn stuff down. I'm going to attack and rip the testicles off, basically, is what they say of Mitt Romney. I mean, it's just like, what? What? We posted the video 2.5 days ago. We'll repost it on the front page.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.